Welcome, everybody. Shir number 946. We're learning today Lilo Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel, Lilo Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Refuah Shalem Elio Ben Dina Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Maka Bepatish. Okay, we are finishing off the Gezeros. We mentioned the last previous Shiurim. There are six Gezeros in general of Maka Bepatish Tekemana. Meaning midrabanan, certain gezeras, whereby certain things can't be done. And we are on the last one, which is in the general concept of folding clothing, folding garments, possibly paper, folding paper, how, what, when, and where, how does it work? And we basically mentioned the fact that the iser is ke tikin mana, ke'en tikin mana, nira ke tikin mana. In other words, it looks like fixing of a garment. It's not an actual fixing of a garment, it is midrabanan, but if it's fold, item is folded the wrong way, which we'll see there's certain ways that it could be folded certain times, it's ke'en tikin mana, it's a gezera, it's a midrabanan of Tikkamana. It looks like Tikkamana. Okay, so getting back to, we spoke about last time the five conditions that one needs, just real quickly to chazer over to review the five conditions that one actually needs to be able to fold a garment. Number one, we said it has to be for that day. It has to be for the same Shabbos. That's condition number one. Condition number two, it has to be, and condition number one, if you do it during the week or for the next Shabbos or so on, it won't help. Condition number two, it has to be one person. You can't have two people doing it, folding the garment, and even on a table and so on. That is not supposed to be done. That nullifies that condition, says the Mishnah Berurah, on a safsal, he says on a chair, on a table, on a stool, and so on. The next condition is that it has to be, the third condition, that it be new. It has to be new, and it has to be not washed, not dry clean, not washed, and so on. It has to be new, thereby it keeps the creases are still strong, and it doesn't look like such a fixing. The fourth condition is that it has to be white. White or light color, like a talus, for example, would fall into that category. It has to be light color, white. And we'll talk about the light color. I don't want to get into that right now, but it has to be, let's say, white for argument's sake, like a talus. And it has to be, and it can't be dark. Dark color, we says, is the folding of a dark color garment is a stronger fixing. And the last condition, we said, that it has to be that you don't have another one. In other words, if, for example, it's a talus, I don't have another talus. And we said, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, a weekday talus would qualify as that you do not have another one. It has to be another Shabbos talus, for example. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing, just a thing, something to keep in mind, which does come up. He says, Mikol Makom, he brings this down in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that I wanted to mention. Sometimes it comes up, Mikol Makom Bi Yom Tov, when Yom Tov Shechol Be'erev Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos. Now, as we know, we make Erev Tavshilin before. Beforehand, when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, cooking or whatever, things have to be done to get ready for Shabbos, and therefore we have what's called the Erev Tavshilin, which is made before Yom Tov. So then he says the Mishnah Berurah, Mutar Likol Talisai, one would be allowed to fold their talis on that Yom Tov if it falls Erev Shabbos, Keshepuishtoi, when they remove the talis, but Imhi Chadosha, you have to have a few other conditions. Number one, it has to be new, right, and not washed. Imhi Chadosha, it's new. Let's say a person has a new talus. They never cleaned it. Have a brand new talus. Imhichado ulevona, and it's white, which most talasim are. But you'll say, 1 second, you're missing the condition. And we're talking about, of course, one person, right? Which we mentioned. Good, I'll fold it myself. One person, very good. And I'm not going to use a table, whatever. But you're missing the condition that it's for the same day. You're folding it for tomorrow, which is Shabbos, because the same halachas apply on Yom Tov. We're going to see, when we say you can't fold your pants on the line, it also applies to Yom Tov and to Shabbos. But over here, when we're taught the talus, you're not going to wear the talus anymore for today. I'll be wearing it Shabbos, which is tomorrow. So how could I do that? Because of the fact, says the Mishnah Berurah, you made a Erev Tavshilin. And as we know in general, Erev Tavshilin lets you do certain things on Yom Tov. which you're allowed to do anyways on Yom Tov, but the fact, in other words, it's like this, to prepare from one day Yom Tov to the next, you're not allowed to do, but when you do it, when there's an Erev Tav Shilim, from Erev Yom Tov into Shabbos, then you're allowed to do certain things. So as long as you have an Erev Tav Shilim, a new talis, it fulfills the condition of a new talis, it's white, one person, and so on, will let you do it. The Ilav Hachi, Harei Osur Loi Lahochin Letzarech Macher. Otherwise, without the Erev Tav Shilim, you would not be allowed to do it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting thing, which usually doesn't apply. Most people have an Erev Tav Shilim, but he says, Al b'chidush ev Rabbi Kiva Eger ha'chiyach, the af b'loi hiniach Erev Tav Shilim. Even if somebody did not have an Erev Tav Shilim, you have to have an Erev Tav Shilim for various different reasons, which we're not going to get into right now, obviously. But even so, says the, he brings down from the chidush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, shari hi im hi smucha l'Shabbos. As long as you have the other conditions, it's very close, it's close to Shabbos and so on, it would still be allowed. Okay, you, most of the time, we do have an Erev Tav Shilim. Now, we're going to get back to the conditions and try and get into them a little bit more, but says the Mechaba further, a very, very important thing, which is what we most of us do today. Bottom line is, let's say like my talis, I take it off. It's not new, right? It's been washed, it's been cleaned, or whatever the case is, I'm not doing it for today. We're not talking about now, back to a regular Shabbos. We're not talking about when Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. Back to a regular Shabbos. I don't meet the conditions, so what do I do with my talis? I can't just hold it the whole day. So says the Mechaber that brings from the Mordechai and others, V'yesh Misha Oimer, that V'yesh Misha Oimer, the Lekaploi, Shaloi, Keseder, if you this item, not in the regular way, Kipulai Harisha, not in the regular Kipulai Harisha, like in the first crease, sort of, is Mutter, we'll try and see what that means, Mutter B'cholinyan, then it's always allowed, there's no problem, V'nirin, and he says these are the clear words, these are the words that we go by, but we want to see what this is all about. Why, if I don't fold it in the regular way, right, don't fold it on the regular crease or so on the original Kipuli Arisha, like the original crease, why is it okay? As we know, most people fold their talus backwards and not on the crease and so on, and what's the deal with that? Why is that okay? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that in Sifkat and Yod Ches, that Mutter B'cholinyan, this is always going to be allowed. So brings the Mechaber and the Yesh Misha. Oymer She'ein L'Kipulei Zeh Shum Kiyam. This folding of not on the crease, it doesn't have any kiyam. It's not gonna help you. Therefore, V'ein Kam Mesaken Klal. It doesn't fall under the category whereby it looks like I'm fixing the talus. If I fold it not on the creases, or I fold it backwards, or so on, like people do, so then it's there's no kiyam to that. It's not gonna help you. It's not gonna stay creased. It's not gonna really fix your talus. Good. It might prevent it from being totally creased up. But like if you just squash it, put it in your shtender, that's you'll ruin the talus. But the bottom line is it's not gonna if you fold it up nicely, not on the crease, in other words, like backwards or whatever the case is, not the regular way, and not along the creases, it's not gonna have any kiyam. It's not gonna be enough whereby it'll look like a fixing of the talis. Vein kan mesak and klal, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yod Ches l'fichach. Therefore, is mutar afilu ein boy echad me'elu hadalad pratim. Even though it would still be allowed to do if you're folding it like backwards or not on the original crease. It would still be allowed, even though you don't have the other four conditions. Afilu ein daita lelov shabai b'yomen, even the hachana pot, even you're not planning on wearing it the same day, which could be a problem of hachana, and how does that work? We have to see in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.